welcome to Killer Crawlspace. This is episode 25. Like I post in the group, I'm going to be posting, well, this will be the first one, so by the time you're listening to this, I'm going to post 6 episodes. They're not really probably going to be very long, just maybe 2, 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes tops probably, and then the last episode is going to kind of be the ending to the big picture and kind of tie it all in together. But I felt that each victim deserves their own episode, even if the episode wasn't going to be very long. So that's kind of why I'm going to post an episode every day for all of next week. But this episode is about Tina Harmon. But Tina was born on June 9th, 1969 in Creston, Ohio. She was in the 6th grade, and they said she did very well in school, that she loved cats, and she enjoyed singing. See, her family would remember her as being a tough little girl, and she would fight with her brothers all the time. But sadly, tragedy would strike, and Tina would disappear on October 29th, 1981. Tina had gotten a ride from Creston to Lodi. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but it's L-O-D-I, from a family member. Several witnesses reported seeing her there at the store that she was at, well, that she was dropped off at, but that would be the last time she was seen alive. 5 days later, she was found dead. Her body was dumped near an oil well in Bethlehem Township. Not sure if I pronounced that right either. But she had been raped and strangled and then neatly laid near the side of the road where anyone could easily spot her. Dog hair and orange carpet fibers were found on her body. The investigation would turn to two men, Ernest Holbrook Jr. and Herman Ray Rucker. They'd be convicted in the rape and murder of Tina. The jury convicted them from testimonies of two witnesses, even though there was a lack of physical evidence. The two witnesses would state that Ernest and Herman would kill Tina after she denied them of sex. One witness would take back his testimony, while the other one would be found to be a poor witness. Herman would get a new trial, and I believe from my understanding he was released in 1983, so... Then once new evidence surfaced in the case roughly a year later in 1984, the charges were dropped against Ernest. Now the question is, who killed Tina?